Vayter and Shasra and Daf Lamed Beis, picking it up on Lamed Alphamed Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line, Nikdam Rosha. Moving along in the next part of the Mishnah. If the top of the lulav was Nikdam, got a little chappy, right? Then what's it? It's got cut off. Mishnah says it's going to be puzzle. Very chashiv, you can only look at the mic to see exactly which part we're talking about over here. But for now, we're going to keep it vague. And as Nikdam Rosha, if the top of it gets chopped off, then it's going to be no good. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela niktam. The only time it's going to be a problem was niktam, which means it was actually cut off. However, aval nistak kosher, but if it was split, then it's going to be kosher. Niktam is a problem, split is not a problem. As Rashi says, nistak means roshia olin, the tips of the leaves, if it's split. The nistak kosher, so is that really true? If it gets split, it's going to be kosher. Vatayim olin tana braisa, lulav kafuf. If you have a lulav that's bent over, Rashi says it's like a hunchback, then, or let's say, beep, turn the page, lama beza med aleph, kavutz, or if it has, as Rashi puts out, what does that mean? That it has coming out of the shidra shalo, it has coming out of its spine, a lot of spikes, uktsin, kamo kotsin, like, how do you say it, coats? Like thorns, lots of thorns coming out. Sodik, or it's split, and that's going to be the ikar point of our discussion. Akum doma lemagal, if it's akum, which means it's bent, but doma lemagal in the way like a sickle. A sickle is a type of thing you use in order to harvest things. You cut stuff off. It's like a circular, it looks like a letter C with a handle coming off one of the sides that's very sharp. Then puzzle. It's no good. Charus, puzzle. If it's charis, it's also going to be no good. And doma lecharis kasher. Rashi explains that charis is talking about a case of, let's say you leave the lulav on the tree longer than it should be. Eventually what happens is it starts to become really hard, and then the branches coming off of it, the leaves of it also start to harden in all different directions. That's no good. Doma lecharis kasher, but if it's doma lecharis, which means it started to become hard, but it didn't harden completely. Rashi says, hischel eskashes dayin lo nasa ke'ei nasa eight, sound like a tree. So then that's something that's going to be kasher. The point is, though, we saw here that saduk is going to be a problem. All these things are going to be puzzles. So how come you said that if it was only if it's nikdam, it's a problem, but tzaddik is not a problem? Says Amar Papa, da avid kehimnik. The brisa that said tzaddik, it doesn't mean tzaddik like it's actually split. It means it's like a hymnik. A hymnik looks like the letter Y. Imagine the leaf coming up and then opening up on two different sides, but it actually grows like that. So it goes like that. That's where there's going to be a problem. But if it's actually split, then that's not an issue. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful and dandy. Next. Alkum Domin Lamago. We said that if you have that, it's bent. It's bent in a way that it ends up being like a maga, like a sickle. In other words, it curves around like the letter C. Amarava lo amin el lefanav. It's only a problem if that's curving in front. In other words, the way you're supposed to hold a lulav is that the spine is facing you. So if the spine is facing you, then if it starts curving away from you into the letter C, like it goes around like this, like this sickle, so then that's where it's going to be a problem. However, but if it's bending back towards you, that's just the way that it goes. That's the way it grows, in which case it's not a problem if it bends around like that. Let's say it's curving to the sides. That's kilafan of dummy, and therefore it's no good. And some say kilachar of dummy, it's like back, and it actually is good. Rava says, hi, lulav, the salik b'chad hutza. Let's say you have a lulav. As Rashi says, shekol olav mitzad echad, all of its leaves only on one side, balmumu upasal, it's called a balmum, and it is pasal. Okay, up next part of the Mishnah, we said nifritsu olav, that we know, we spoke about nifritsu and nifridu. Nifritsu is when they're no longer connected to the actual, to the bottom, they're not connected at all, and they just bring them together. And nifridu is when they're connected to the shidra, to the spine, but then they're spread out. So now it says nifritsu olav, amar papa, nifritsu da'ovid ki chufya. It's done like a chufya. Rashi says what that means is, it's like the old school brooms, that they would take all these different broken pieces that were not connected, they would tie them together, agar them together, and make them like a broom. Nifridu de'ifru de'ifrude. It means that they spread out, but they were still connected by the shidra, they were mechubar, and therefore that's not a problem. Okay, what happens if tiyuma splits? What's the halacha? Rashi explains that what we're talking about over here is Nechacha Tiumis, Shnei Olin Elyonim, the two upper leaves, Emsaim, right in the middle, Shishama Shidra Kala, that's where the spine ends and it goes up, and those two leaves that are attached together, really every part of the lulav are like double leaves that are attached to each other. They're just talking about the middle one that goes all the way up and it's connected. Then Shishama Shidra Kala, that's where it ends, Nechaku Zemizeh, but they start to be Chaluk from one to the other, Venistika Hashidra, and the spine splits, Ada Olin Shelamatamim, until the leaves below them. Now, what's Tiumas? Rashi says, Lefishim and Dubakim Kitumim. It's like they're attached together like twins. That's why it's called that. So, what happens? Nechua Tiumas Mahu. Toshima, let's take a look. Tamarav Yochan, Rabbi Yoshub and Levi. Nitla Tiumas Puzzle. If the Tiumas is removed, then it's going to be Puzzle. My love, who did Nechua? That should be also, if it's split, it's going to be the same din. As Gemara, no. Lo Nitla Shiny. Nitla Shiny. When it's removed, when you totally take it away, that's different. The because it's actually lacking something. Here it's not lacking something, it's a split. Igadami, some say like this, straight up, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nechlu Tiyomis, someone, if the Tiyomis, that middle leaf going all the way up, is split, Nasa Kamisha, Nitla Tiyomis, a puzzle. It's like it was taken, it was removed, and it is a puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says when it comes to Nifridu, when they separate, when it's connected, but it's just spread out, you should be ma'aged yagdenu. You gather it up together and tie it together. Tanya willing to the bright side. Yehuda Omer Mishum Abitarfon Kapos Tamarim. The pasuk says when it's talking about the lulav, it says it's Kapos Tamarim. Kapos Tamarim means the branch of palm trees, and Kapos can be read as Kafus. Kafus means that it's tied. Imayapari dichtefenu, that if they're spread out, that you should be mechatif them together. You should tie them together. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Mimai Dai Kapos Tamarim Deluva. How did, when the pasuk says Kapos Tamarim, it's talking about a lulav? How do we, that's what it's referencing? There's all different parts of it, of the palm tree, that it could be something else. Ema Charusa, maybe it means a Charusa. Charusa, Rashi says, is Anaf Adekel. It's one of the branches of the Dekel. And it becomes hard after 2 or 3 years and comes out of them Lulavim Harbe, Shinashu Alein, and that they have the branches of that, Veniskasha Gamheim, and leaves end up getting hard also, and they become like wood going in all different directions. How do you know that that's not what it's talking about when it says a lulav? Maybe that's what it, I mean, if it says a kapos tamarim, maybe it's talking about charusa. So it can't be, because b'ina kafus v'leka, that has to be something that if there would be a circumstance to tie them together, you could do that. But here you can't do that if it's just a branch, you're not able to tie them together. Veim ufsa, maybe it means the ufsa, right? And ufsa is, Rashi says, it's from the ikar of the dekel. It's actually just like a piece of wood, like the middle of it, which is very smooth, and there's no branches coming off it at all, and therefore there's no issue of having to go and be do kafos together. There's Gemara, no, kafos mechal de ikar parud. Kafos, that it's tied up together, means that it's something that could be separated, and then you're bringing it together. V'hai kafos ha'om le'olam, this is always like one straight thing in majig, therefore it can't be that. V'eim a kufra, maybe it means a kufra. Rashi explains this is talking similar to the charusa, which you said it definitely can't be when it becomes really hard and the branches shoot off it. But this is before that stage. It's after 1 or 2 years where you're actually able to bring the stuff in together. And therefore, that maybe that's what it's talking about. Amar Abaye, Diracher Darcheinom, Chol Nisiv Aseh, Shalom Ksiv. The Torah tells us, Apostle in Mishlei, that the way of the Torah is very pleasant and everything is peaceful. And you can't use this because this has, Rashi says, Ve'elu Asuyin Kikotsin. They have like these kotsin coming off it, these like spikes, these thorns. V'yotzimem Uktsin Harbe, Mesaitin Seh Adayim, it's going to scratch up the hand, so it can't be that. Therefore, it is a lulav. Amar Maybe all it means is two clusters of dates. It's coming from the date tree, so maybe that's what it means when it says the lashon of kapos, like tamarim. Rashi says tamarim atzman darkan lios harbe tuluyin biyachad mechados shelahem v'karin lahen kaf. So maybe that's what it means over here. Says no, because kapos ksiv, it writes kapos and it's written chaser, and therefore it means as a yachid, chadar, as she says, only one, and it can't be two dates. Ave mechadar, maybe it means to take one date, shtickle, right? It says no, lahu kaf karele, then it would be called a kaf, it wouldn't be called kapos. Therefore, we know we're talking about a regular lulav, a good old lulav. Next part of the Mishnah, we mentioned something called Sinei Hara Barzel Kesheira. Let's talk about the lulavim that have leaves that aren't that many, but they reach down from the bottom and come and touch the next one after it. That we saw when we saw it in the Mishnah. You can spell it out right now. They don't have a lot of leaves, but it does have it that the top of one of them hits the bottom of the previous one. Possible. But if it's not able to go and reach it, then it's going to be possible. Tanya Nami Achiri Bryce would support this. Tini Harabarza Psula. It's going to be possible. Ivan Antanan Ksheira. Elishma Mina Kabaya. It must be like a bay. It's possible if it can't reach. But if it can't reach, then it's going to be good. Shma Mina. Beep, turn the page. I'm the base, I'm a base. If you get the Romuli Mirma, some taught this as a contradiction. Tanan, Sinei Hara Barzel Kosher. We have a Mishnah that says that Sinei Hara Barzel are good. Vatanya Pesul, everybody says no good. Amar Abaya, Abaya says lo Kosher. Kanche Rosh Rosh Zeh, Magil Tzadikro Shazeh. Kanche In Rosh Zeh, Magil Tzadikro Shazeh. Amar Rabbi Marion, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. A nice little quote here from the Gemara in Irvin, taking us back to Utes. So it says, V'amri lo Tani Rabbi Marri Bishum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai. Shtei Tomorrow's Yesh B'gei Ben Hinom. There are two palm trees that are found in the Valley of Ben Hinnom. Vola Ashan Bibinam. Rashi says this is a place which is next to Yerushalayim, Samach Yerushalayim, and smoke is coming between the two of them. Vizel Shishaninu Tzni Harbariz Lakshiris. And that's what we're referencing when we're talking about these things are kosher. Vizohi Pisro Shel Gehenim. This is the entranceway to Jehinnom. Next part of the Mishnah said, Lulav Sheishbo Shlosha Tvachim, if a Lulav that is three Tvachim, then that's going to be good as long as you can shake that thing. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Hadas V'Arava Shlosha. When it comes to the size of a Hadas and Arava, that is going to be three Tvachim. V'Lulav Arba, and the Lulav has to be four Tvachim. Kadesh Yehei Lulav Yotzim and Hadas Tefach. Then it comes out that this is Shmuel speaking over here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That's got to be at least a tefach above the hatas. That's what you need in order that's going to be recognizable. You're going to be shaking that thing and you're going to see it. Rashi says, Kishem Shu Gavoa Biminoi Mikulan. Just like it's a lulav is greater than a hatas and a rav in its size, therefore it has to be greater also when you put them together and by a tefach. Rabbi Parnach, Rabbi Yochanan differently. It says, Shidra Shalulav Tzarech Shiyetzim and Hadas Tefach. The Shidra, even the spine itself, has to come above it, a tefach. Besides the leaves that are going up even above that, so it's going to be much higher. Rashi says, Levacha Olim Arukim Lamala Le'echa La'achar Shakolsa Shidra She'ein Od Olim Devukim Ve'olim Bo. That's how high it has to be, even higher than the previous one. I Tanan, our Mishnah comes and kinds of goes against both of them. Lulav Sheishbo Shlosha Tvachim Kedei La'aneh Bo Kacher. Three Tvachim is all you really need. It says, Eima Ukedei La'aneh Bo Kacher. Three Tvachim and enough to be able to be La'aneh, then it's going to be Kacher. Market is each one will explain according to their logic. One says it's got to be a tefach, the other one says it's got to be above that from the shidra itself, and Rav Yochanan is going to be even higher than that. Frek the Gemara, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, Natashima, Shira Hadas Varova Shlosha, Velulav Arba, my love, Bahade Olin, does it mean Arba, including the leaves themselves, and for it's going to be against you? Lo, Levad Me Olin, it means besides the things themselves. Gufa, says the Gemara, we just said, Shir Hadas Varova Shlosha Velulav Arba, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, what are we talking about? It says, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim, it's the Ama of five Tvachim. Now, the Gemara is going to go off a little bit on a bit of a problem. Rashi says that we're going to misunderstand what his statement meant. We think at this moment that when Rabbi Tarfon says it's an Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, Kasaka Daite Dahachi Kamar, Tzarech Lios Hadas Varova, Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. It's got to be, they themselves have to end up being five Tvachim. Amar Rava says, Sharele Mari Le Rabbi Tarfon. Please have mercy on Rabbi Tarfon. Rashi says, Yimcholo Ribono, Klomar Tzarechu Levakish Mechila Devarv. He better ask forgiveness for that which he just said. Hashta Avu Shlosha Lomish Kachina. It's very hard for us to find. It says that Anaf Eitz Avos Kapos Tamarim, that the, when we deal with the adasim, the myrtles, that it's got to be, as we're going to see when we get to the next Mishnah, they have to be thick, and they have to be also set up in a way that it's covering the tree, the branch, but also avos means avos shlosha. It's got to be three next to each other. That it's done in like a braid. So you want to be able to find within three tefachim that you're going to have enough of the rows there that have three next to each other, like they're growing out of the stem in threes, like right aligned. It's really hard to find even one with three tefachim. You always find one with five tefachim like that. That doesn't make sense. You're making things like impossible for people to actually work out. Kiyasa Avdimi Amar, Avdimi came, he came and he explained, no, you misunderstood what he said. Now, we're about to do a little mathematical equation. We're going to look at it one way, which is going to make a little bit not so much sense, and then we're going to flip it around and understand it another way. No, all he meant was to do the following. It doesn't mean it has to be five tefach. It means it has to be three tefach. We do some nice little tricky sticky. Ama bas shisha tefachim, maseosa bas chamisha. You take an ama of six tefachim, and you make it into one of five tefachim. You know, generally, I mean, there's different ways we've seen this already through Shas, that sometimes even ama, generally it's six tefachim. Sometimes it's looked at as like five tefachim, depending on circumstance. So we're saying if you take a six one and you make it into five, in other words, simply put, you take six tefachim, and as opposed to dividing into six equal tefachim, you divide it into five, which ends up being that each tefach now is going to be larger. It now ends up being that you're taking three out of five as opposed to three out of six. Same him shlosha lahadas. So basically take three of those parts now that you have, that we said we took six and divided into five, take three out of those. And now v'shar luluv, and the rest of it is for the lulav. Kama havalu, how much does that come out to be then? The adasim laravos. Tulasa utlas chumshe ends up being 3 3/5. Because we know like this. If you take a six tefach shtickle and you divide them to five parts, it ends up being that each one is now 1 1/5. So if you take three of those, you're going to end up having 3 3/5. As opposed to having three tefachim, if it would be regular, you know, six tefachim, one out of six, then two out of six, and three out of six, which would be three. That's going to be 3 3/5. Now says Gemara, okay, this is a bit of a problem because now it's Kashya Shmuel de Shmuel. Why is that? Hacha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shir Hadas Rav Shlosha. Over here we saw a moment ago Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the Shir of Hadas Rav is three. The Hasam, in another place we have Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Tarfon. It says Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, which is 3 3/5. So which one is it? Is it three? Or is it 3 3/5? This is Gemara, lo dak, he wasn't being particular. It's really 3 3/5, but he said three. Okay, he meant 3 3/5. This is Gemara, hold on 1 second. We saw this much earlier. Remember, daf zayin or ches, whatever it was, when we were talking about pi. It says, emer damina lo dak. When do we say this idea of lo dak? When do we use such a lashon? Oh, it wasn't dak. That's only when you're going to be l'chumra. If you end up saying more chamor, l'kula mirina lo dak, do we say you're going to be more not dak when it's being l'kula? L'kula, because he's saying only three tefachim, but really it's 3 3/5 tefachim. What's going on over here? It's going, no. It's the opposite. It doesn't mean that you put six into five. It means you put five into six. Kiyasa Rav and Amar, it means amabas chamisha tefachim, aseusa shisha tefachim. You take an amah of five tefachim. So you take five tefachim, and now you cut them into six equal parts. Now each one ends up being less than a tefach. It ends up being 5/6 of a tefach. Same in shol shalahatas. You take a three of those, those are going to go for the adasim and the aravos. As Rashi puts it, it ends up being now half of a five tefach ama, which is 2 1/2 tefachim. So v'ashar lulu, the rest of it goes to the lulav. Kama havaluhu, trey upalag ends up being 2 1/2. Sof, kasha shmuel shmuel, it's a kasha shmuel himself. This is why, because in one place he says that it's three. Another says it's a halacha, it's a gribi tarfon, it's only 2 1/2. It's a gemara, lo dak, behind the luchumra, lo dak. But this ends up being now a chumra. The Amar, like we just said, the Amar of Huna, Amar of Shmuel, Allah, Rabbi Tarfon. He says, Rabbi Tarfon only has to be 2 1/2. And he says three. So if he's saying three, really it's only 2 1/2, he's bringing more machmir. And that you can end up doing. Can't be more mekel, but you can be more machmir. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon meant when he says, Ba'amabas chamisha tefachim. Doesn't mean it has to be five tefach. It actually means it only has to be 2 1/2 tefach. Okay, work out the math. Aslacha with that. It's a lot of fun. Zok the next Mishnah. Let's talk about hadasim. The Mishnah says, hadas hagazol vayavish pasal. If you have a hadas, one of the myrtle branches, which is stolen, or if it's dry, that's going to be puzzle. Shel Asher v'Shelir Nidachas, puzzle. Again, Shel Asher Nidachas, same idea we spoke about when we got to the Lulav. If it's made of an Asherah, which is something which is used for Avodah Zarah, or Ir Nidachas, that the whole town is Avodah Zarah, then also it's going to be a problem. Nikdam Rosho, the top of it was got a little choppy, it was chopped off. Nifritzu Olav, or if the leaves are Nifrats, Rashi explains, what does that mean? The Nushu, it means they fell off, the leaves fell off. Osha Anava Merubos Olav, or the Anavav, which literally means grapes. But Rashi says, Pri Shabot Domin La'anav, it's a pre, it's a type of fruit, which is like a, it's like a grape. Then, which we're going to see, they have little berries that grow on it. So that stuff, if it has more berries than it does leaves, then all these cases are going to be puzzle. V'imiyatan kasha, but if you went off and you took off the berries from it, you made it less, then it's going to be fine. This is nishkan abramas kasher. V'im mematin b'yomtov, but you're not allowed to do it on yontiv itself. Zok the heilige gemara. Now, when we talk about the idea of a hadas, so the hadasim, how do we know that it's a hadas? Tanu rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, anaf eitz avos. Literally means a branch of leafy trees. Anaf eitz avos. And Rashi explains that, what does it mean? This means shekulo anaf sha eitz mechupa ba'alim. The whole branch is covered with leaves. Ayidei shein asuyin beklia b'shochan al afpeyem. They're done in like braids and they're sitting like and covering it over. Shanaf is chofim eitzo, that you have these, everything's covering over the branches. Ve'ezezeh, what is this talking about? What kind of tree is this? Heavy omer zehadas. This is a hadas. This is the myrtle. Maybe it's a zesa. Maybe it's talking about from an olive branch. As Rashi points out, kulo olen arukin v'ritzufim, ritzufim mitoch shehen merubin chasnes ha'etz. It's very long, and they're ritzifus. They go, and therefore it covers majority of the tree. It says no, but in avos v'leka, it's got to be done avos. Rashi says ma'ise sharsheres shumer kovin zeh. It's got to be done in like a chain formation, and that's not how this is done. Ve'ema dulva. Why don't you say that it's a dulva? Which Rashi says it's aramon. It's Kishtainer Kluya, it's a chestnuts that it is Kluya, braided. Aval ain olive ritzufin the chasis called eitzo, but it doesn't cover the whole tree. So, but you know, enough is chofin says Gemara as eitzo veleka. It's got to be covering everything, and it's not. Veim a hirduf. Maybe it's a type of thing which is a hirduf. Rashi says kamin klia suyin olav. It does have it braided in such a way that would you not that sharsheris. Rabbi derecher derechin noam veleka derecher derechin noam. And this you don't have over here because this has a lot of different sharp things on it, and you touch it, and you end up getting all chopped up. Hi, Mivras Boris, and say a daim kikotsim, as Rashi says, Shiroshe Olav Asun Chadin Kamacha, the very like sharp like needles. Rava Amarehacha, Rava says, from here we learn it. Emes Vashalom Elvo, the truth and peace is beloved, right? One should be loving truth and peace. Rashi says, Vze Eno Lo Emes Lo Shalom, Shu also Lissama Mavis. This type of whatever it is, it ends up. It's actually poisonous, so it's not something which you can be using as the arovos, as the adasim, but not the adasim, but as the min for the lulav. Tanu Rabbanan, kalua kemin kliya v'domel shel shelis. It's got to be that it's braided in a way that it's like a chain, like a shel sheres. Zeu hadas, and that's a hadas. That's how a hadas is formed. Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, anaf eitz avos. What do we learn from this pasuk that it says that? It says, eitz, shetam eitzo apir yoshava. It's got to be a type of tree that the wood and the fruit of it taste the same. Havi Omer, ze hadas. This is a hadas that has that qualities. Now, we've been talking all along about this idea. It's got to be braided. It's got to have the shasheris. What is that talking about? Tana, eitz avos kasher, v'she'inu avos pasul. If it has this qualification of avos, meaning that it is braided, then it's good. And if not, then it's not good. Hey, chidami avos, what does it mean? Am Rav Yehuda, v'hude kaima t'lasa t'lasa tarpe b'kina. It's got to have three individual leaves that are all next to each other, that the root of them come and they're aligned. Rashi says, shlosha olin b'kan echad, from one on one level, yotze mitoch oketz echad, that comes from one hole. Rav Kahana army says, no, afil trei. Rav Kahana says, even if it's afil trei, trei v'chad, even if it's, I'm sorry, but afil trei v'chad, even if it's two and one, which means, shnei olin rashi says, ba'okitz echad, that's aligned, v'ala echad milmalta, but one of them is a little bit lower, v'ola v'rochev ala shtayim, but it comes up and over and it matches up with the other two. And because of Rav Kahana said that, Rav Achabri de Rav Mahadra trei v'chad, he went out of his way to go and find that, even though three and one, kol shekein dekacher, it's going to be good. Hove nothing with the Rav Kahana came Rav Kahana's mouth. He went and he was looking for that. Hove nothing with the Rav Kahana's Rashi. It's like Gemara says. Amar le mar bar me mar le Ravashi. He came and he said that Abba lahu hadas shota karele. He used to call it a shota, which means the trei v'chad hadas shota karele. It's not considered a good one. He called it like something was wrong with it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.